Chapter 21. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "There shall not any of us give his daughter to Benjamin his wife." The people came to Bethel, and sat there until evening before God, and lifted up their voices, and wept severely. They said, "Lord God of Israel, why has this happened in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel?" It happened on the next day that the people rose early, and built there an altar, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. The children of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not come up in the assembly to the Lord?" For they had made a great oath concerning anyone who did not come up to the Lord to Mizpah, saying, "He shall surely be put to death." The children of Israel grieved for Benjamin their brother, and said, "There is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for those who remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them of our daughters to wives?" They said, "What one is there of the tribes of Israel who did not come up to the Lord to Mizpah? Look, no one came to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly." For when the people were numbered, look, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. The congregation sent there 12,000 men of the most valiant, and commanded them, saying, "Go and strike the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the little ones. This is the thing that you shall do: you shall utterly destroy every male, and every woman who has slept with a man, but the virgins you are to keep alive." And they did so. They found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins who had never slept with a man, and they brought them to the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. The whole congregation sent and spoke to the children of Benjamin who were in the rock of Rimmon, and proclaimed peace to them. Benjamin returned at that time, and they gave them the women whom they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh Gilead, and yet so they weren't enough for them. The people grieved for Benjamin, because the Lord had made a gap in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, "How shall we provide wives for those who remain, since the women of Benjamin have been destroyed?" They said, "How will an inheritance remain for the survivors of Benjamin, that a tribe not be blotted out from Israel? However, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel had sworn, saying, 'Cursed is he who gives a wife to Benjamin.'" They said, "Look, there is a feast of the Lord from year to year in Shiloh, which is on the north of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebona." They commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, "Go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and watch. If the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in the dances, then come out of the vineyards, and each man catch his wife from the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. It shall be, when their fathers or their brothers come to complain to us, that we will say to them, 'Grant them graciously to us, because we didn't take wives for each man in battle, neither did you give them to them, otherwise you would now be guilty.'" The children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives, according to their number, of those who danced, whom they carried off. They went and returned to their inheritance, built the cities, and lived in them. The children of Israel departed there at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they went out from there every man to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel, every man did that which was right in his own eyes.